All right. Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. Depends on what time it is on your end. It's morning this side, so good morning. I'm recording this in the morning, and we're releasing this in the morning, so good morning. But to get time zones and stuff, for hey, thank you for clicking on the link to this video. I don't know how you found this video, but thank you. Thank you for making the time. Thank you for sharing the next 5 to 10 minutes with me. And I love you, and I appreciate you so much for that. And if you're listening, on Spotify or Google Podcasts or Apple Podcasts or wherever your pods are cast, thank you for taking the time as well. I really appreciate you, dog. Really appreciate you, mama, papa, brother, sister. I appreciate you so much for taking the time and listening to me ramble. Anyway, I'll just jump straight into it. Like, there's something that happened this weekend that got me thinking. If you know me very well, I'm not a groovist. So this is not a story about groove. But I was at groove, but not for groove. Sharp. So I was at Solani's on Saturday for work. And one of the guys that I was playing with two bands, which is good because now it's going to be hard for you to know which guy I'm talking about. But one of the guys in one of the bands that I was in, him and I shared a small moment. We were just having a chat ahead of our performance. Yeah, ahead of our performance. I think we were still in the car. And he was just telling me about how a bro moment him and I shared last year around this time really changed so much for him and how things were generally in his life. And not that I'm a miracle worker, but I'm trying to get to a point. I'm trying to make a certain point, so I have to tell his story for that point to be made. I'm not sure if I'm making any sense. But anyway, last year this friend of mine was really going through some stuff, and I remember we were rehearsing, preparing for some other event, and we were doing that here in Mbabane. He's a Manzini boy, so he comes to Mbabane. He crashes at a relative's place, and he, I think, was walking from that place to town, and he got mugged. Now he's getting mugged while he's already going through some stuff. And I don't know, I'm not sure if you know, but stuff like getting mugged or getting into a car accident or, you know, losing a loved one and stuff like that, when you're already going through some stuff, it hurts so bad, bro. Like, yo, you have no idea. But maybe you do. But yeah, so that's what happened, and he wasn't himself. And I don't know what happened on that day, because on that day, before he even told us that he had been mugged and he lost his phone, when we linked up, I said to this bro, I thought, give me a hug. And he was reluctant, and I forced him to give me a hug, because I'm a man who will embrace another man from a place of love. And if you think that thing is inappropriate, bro, please fix your heart. You need some hugs. You need some hugs, bro, from other bros. Anyway, so I give this man a hug and we share that bro moment. And yeah, that's that. We start a rehearsal, we go home. Fast forward to last Sunday. We are chilling and he says to me, bro, remember when I was going through some stuff last year and all of that? And I say, yeah, where? What about that? And he says, hey, I'm fine. You really helped me get through that period. And it's not like he knew what was going on, but you being kind and loving and that hug. And besides that, it's a hug from a fat nigga. So you need to understand, cause these hugs, bro, these are hugs. People would pay money for these hugs. But anyway, he says to me, bro, that moment that we shared changed my perspective in ways that I can't describe, because I got through that season of my life. Yes, things aren't perfect right now, but I would be lying if I said I'm not in a better place. And I looked at this man and I said, damn. And then it hit me. It hit me that we need to be more loving and intentional in loving each other, especially teen emergents. Yeah, well. We need to understand that we're human beings before we are anything else. Yeah, well, at least, yes, we are spirit men and stuff like that, but we sibantu and buntu kumele bahambe mbili. And so it just hit me that, you know, it's so important to extend kindness and grace to other people without them asking for it, without them showing their need for it. Because we become the agents that change their lives for the better by merely just extending kindness and grace, which I believe is a prerequisite of being human. So that's all I wanted to say today, bro. We need to extend love to one another. We need to extend grace to one another. You know, when you feel like you should be loving on someone as hard as possible, it's your time to shine, Baba. Do it, because there's a reason. God is going to steer you towards that direction. Steer you towards that direction for a certain reason, you know. And we need to pray for the gift of discernment to be able to know and to hear when we're being instructed to show love and extend grace to other people. Because one small interaction can change so many things in the next person's life. Yeah, well, that one bro moment that me and this bro had, it changed so much. And the one that we had on Sunday has changed so much for me as well. Because sometimes you would think, hey, maybe I'm being too much. Then you are just the right dosage to the right person. So discernment is everything, yes. But let us not shy away. Is that good English? Let us not shy away from extending love and grace to the people around us. So that's it for me today, bro. That's all I wanted to say. I told the story for context. For the remainder of the week, let's be loving, let's be kind, let's be graceful towards the people that we interact with, that we will have encounters with. And, you know, there's this thing that Jay Shetty said, that learn to plant trees under whose shade you don't intend to sit. So don't be kind with the expectation that you want the same person to be kind to you or to do you favors. Just be kind because that is where it's at. Excuse me. Just be kind because of that. Just be kind because you are a human being. And someday soon, you are also going to receive kindness and grace when you least deserve it. I am a testimony. I have a testimony when it comes to that. I've had a really crazy year, and I wouldn't have made it this far in the year and made this much progress in the things that needed my attention if people were not graceful towards me. And that's why I'm an advocate that we need to extend the same grace to other people at all times. At all times. Bro, I'll tell you a story about my year. You won't believe it, bro. But I really appreciate everyone that showed me kindness. I really appreciate everyone that extended grace towards me, that gave me love, because I needed it the most. And I didn't know that that's what I needed. And if we can just adopt these kind of vibes, I really believe that our day-to-day, in as much as, yes, we will have challenges, but they will not be as overwhelming and breathtaking as they seem to be sometimes. Anyway, before I close this one, I just want to say, Bafetu Matutu, this week we lost one of the greatest musicians to have ever lived in this generation, Aaron Spears. If you are a musician or a drummer, especially in Swaziland, then you know how much of a role Aaron has played in all of our lives, directly and indirectly, has influenced how we approach music, how we approach our drumming and stuff like that. And we lost him this week. I'm not too sure about the cause of death, but yeah, condolences to his wife and his son, the entire family, to the men and women that worked close to him, to the artists that had the honor to share stages and moments with him, to the musicians who had a privilege to meet him and to interact with him. Bafetu, may your hearts be healed. It's eventually may you experience something comforting. I don't know how to say these things properly, so, but anyway, it is a sad week for the music community in the world. But we thank God for the gift of life and the life that the man lived, you know. And I hope that we and everybody else who was influenced and inspired by his work, I hope that we can all rise up and start doing work that matters and be relentless in pursuing what sets our souls on fire, because the man did the same and it would be a good leaf to take from his tree. Anyway, I'm going to see you guys in 2 weeks, or you guys are going to hear me in 2 weeks if you're listening on Spotify. Anyway, love you guys so much. Thank you so much for watching.